For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. God bless you. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you are good. We thank you for your love for us, and we love you. We thank you for your word. The word is full of power. We thank you, Lord, that it gives us knowledge. It gives us wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that the truth that we know makes us free. We praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we're looking at our victorious position in Christ. So let's see what the scripture says about this. Firstly, let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And we're looking at victory in life through our faith. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. The scripture says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Yes. We need our faith. We need to be living and operating in this life by faith. Faith in God. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God, Jesus said. And our faith holds the key to victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Faith in God, the one who is almighty, the one whose will is good towards us, the one who knows everything, who is all-powerful. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. God has changed us, the believer in Christ. He's changed us and given us a new spirit. He's given us the measure of faith to use. And it's through this that we have overcome the world. Praise God. So now we need to enforce that every day. The victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glory to God. We have victory. We have victory. Victory that overcometh the world. Victory through our faith. And that's a big statement there. Overcometh the world. Overcometh the world. Overcome the world. Praise God. So that's something to be thankful for in the Lord. He's given us the faith to overcome the world. We also, the scripture shows us, have victory over death and the curse. We have victory through Christ our Saviour. Victory through Christ our Saviour. Victory. Think about that. We're winners. The victory. The victors are the winners. Praise God. We have victory through Christ our Saviour. It's through Him. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 to 57. First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57. Let's read starting at verse 54. "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We have overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ the second death. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. When a person is a Christian and has received Christ as their Saviour, their sin nature has been taken away and replaced with a righteous nature. Praise God. And we will no more partake of the second death, eternal separation from God. We are one with the Lord now. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory, and that includes now in this life and eternally with the Lord. Praise God forevermore. Praise the Lord. As the scripture says, death is swallowed up in victory, forever with the Lord. Praise God. Praise God, one spirit with the Lord. So we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are thankful to God for that. We are thankful to the Lord. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's remember that. That's who has saved us, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's delivered us from sin and death. He took the penalty upon himself. He took our place so that we can be eternally with him. Praise God. So thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful for that. So victory in this life through our faith, world overcomers. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith in God. We have victory over death, the second death, and the curse through our Lord Jesus Christ. So think about that. Victory over the curse, which is in operation now in this life. So victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And victory because we have eternal life given to us by God. Praise the Lord. So let's look at victory in this life right now. Victory over sickness. Victory over sickness, which is part of the curse. Part of the curse. Have a look at 1 Peter 2:24. Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The Lord Jesus Christ, he bare our sins in his own body, so that we could live unto righteousness And that is the truth. We are living unto righteousness, alive unto righteousness right now as children of God. Alive unto righteousness and living unto righteousness. No more dead to sins. By whose stripes ye were healed. He took the curse upon himself, and everything that's in the curse, including sickness, disease, infirmity. He took all that. So the scripture says, by whose stripes, the stripes being the lashings that he received, he suffered for us. By whose stripes ye were healed. He bore the chastisement of our peace. So the scripture says, by whose stripes ye were healed, because that is the reality of the situation. By whose stripes ye were healed. We have victory because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over sickness. Victory over disease. Victory over infirmity. Christ bore it. Praise God. And we now live unto righteousness and health and strength, joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17, which says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. If we get that into our hearts, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This gives us faith to walk in victory. You see? Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took it. He took it upon himself, the sickness and the infirmity, the disease. He took it all upon himself. Let's get that into our hearts. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Himself, Jesus Christ, did that for us. So we can have faith in God. That we can believe the word of God. That we now live unto righteousness and we are healed by his stripes. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. You know, the scripture says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So when we know this in our hearts, we walk in freedom and victory. Galatians 3:13-14. The scripture says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Think about that. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus was made a curse for us, made a curse for us. And he did that for a reason, so that we could have victory in this life now as new creatures in Christ Jesus who live unto righteousness. And we are healed. Believe that. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Think about that. The curse is described in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy. And you can see everything that's in the curse. Sickness, disease, ailment, weakness, poverty, destruction, all these things, lack, are in the curse. They are part of the curse. Sin. But Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. He bore it upon himself, so we could live unto righteousness. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And as verse 14 says, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. The blessing of Abraham. You can read about that blessing in the book of Genesis. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Well, that's us, the Gentiles. Now, through Jesus Christ, come on the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Praise God. So believe that you are blessed with the blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ. Blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Now this is powerful. Blessed with the blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Believe that. The truth you know makes you free. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God. Redeemed from the curse of the law. We have victory. We have victory over sin. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The word of God says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus was made sin for us, made sin on the cross. He was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In Christ. We are in Christ now. We are in him. Yes. We are in Christ, in his body. And we have been made the righteousness of God in him. We live unto righteousness. We are his righteousness. Made the righteousness of God. That's what he has done for us. He has made us the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord. He bore our sin and gave us his righteousness. Look at 1 John 3, verses 8 and 9. 1 John 3, 8 and 9, the scripture says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. You see, born of God and given that righteous nature. No more the sin nature, it's been taken away, crucified with Christ. Dead now, gone. But now we have been given a new nature, and we are now the righteousness of God, been made the righteousness of God in him. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. That's wonderful, isn't it? And as verse 8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the works of the devil are abundantly clear. You can see this in the ministry of Jesus. What did he do? He went about preaching the gospel and healing the sick, ministering to the needy. And he died for us on the cross and took the curse upon himself and took our sin and everything that's in the curse upon him. And gave us his righteousness. He's redeemed us from the curse of the law and destroyed the works of the devil. So we ought to enforce that victory in our life. Christ has destroyed the works of the devil, and let's enforce that victory in our life. Let's enforce that victory in our life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We have victory over the curse, victory over sin, victory over sickness, victory over death. We have victory over poverty. Glory to God. Did you know poverty is of the devil? Poverty is part of the curse. Poverty is part of the curse. Have a look at Philippians 4:19. Philippians. They're looking at poverty. Redemption from poverty. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Right. Think about that. Praise God. Think about that. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So thank God for that. By Christ Jesus. God supplies all my need. Now, we have duties as Christians. We have duties to honour the Lord with what he has put into our hands. Honour the Lord with our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. We have responsibilities too, in terms of what God has put in our hands, be good stewards towards the things that God has put into our hands, because God owns everything. And it's the same with our bodies as well. He owns our bodies. He owns us. And everything that we have is from the Lord. So our duty is to be faithful and giving in our service to God. And when we do that, we can stand in faith without our heart condemning us. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Believe that. God supplies all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is a powerful scripture. Praise God. You know, the Lord cares about his children. He meets the needs of his children. So you do what you know to do is right. Praise God. and expect God to look after you, because he will. Praise God. So we have victory over poverty. We have victory in life. Victory in life. It's been purchased for us. He's redeemed us from the curse of the law. Victory in life. Let's read Romans 8, verses 35 to 37. Romans 8, 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Praise God. In all these things that he told us in these verses, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So anything here, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. More than a conqueror. So more than a conqueror. Think about that. More than a conqueror through him that loved us. We have the victory through Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 23. Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 23, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Glory. We are part of Christ's body. We are in the body of Christ. And everything, all these things, the principalities, the power, the might, the dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, they have been put under the feet of Christ. And we are in Christ. They are under our feet because we are in Christ. Praise God. That is a victorious position. That is a victorious position. Praise God. And Jesus Christ is the head. He is our head. The head of the body. Jesus Christ is our head. We have victory over the curse because Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. And we are in him. We are in him. Believe that. We are in him. Praise God. We are seated with him. And he has given us authority over these things through him. Praise God. Let's finish with Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17. The scripture says, for if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Believe that. Take it into your heart and walk in it. We reign in life by one Jesus Christ. That means we can reign in the circumstances which are affecting us. We reign in life by one Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, we reign. We have received the abundance of grace. So much more, they which receive abundance of grace. God's given us the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, which we have. The gift, it's a gift. The gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Believe that and speak it over yourself. I reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Praise God. Believe that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Our faith in God changes circumstances to be in line with God's will. We are above only and not beneath, because we are in Him. We are in Him. So let's walk in that victory. Let's enforce our rights as a Christian. Let's use the Word of God skillfully. Praise God. We are in Christ, righteous people in Christ. So praise God. We are thankful to God for this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have faith in God. We thank you, Lord, that we reign in life through our Lord Jesus Christ, by one Jesus Christ. We love you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that we reign in life by one Jesus Christ. We give glory to you, Lord. We give glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for revealing these wonderful things to us. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.